Jaya Radhe, Jaya Shri Radhe. Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol. So we're reading from the 12th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, and there are some Bhagavad Gitas for you. So what you do is, you first of all you find the 12th chapter, which is on top of the page in the middle. You can see the chapter number on top middle section of the page. This here, you can see chapter 11, 12, 13. So we're in chapter 12 now. Chapter 12, verse 17. Chapter 12, text 17. 12:17. This is today's text. 12:17. Okay. So how many of you is first time in a Hare Krishna temple? For you? You also? Okay. You're from India or?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. You came together? No, separate. So you also from India? You're from India? So welcome, and we're going to read it together. Yuna Krishyati na dvesti. Na sochati na kangsati. Suva suva parityagi. Bhakti mam ja same priya. Yona krisyati na duesti. Na sochati na kangsati. Suva suva parityagi. Bhakti mam ja same priya. Yona krisyati na duesti. Naso chati na kangsati. Suva suva parityagi. Bhakti mamja same priya. Yona krisyati na duesti. Naso chati na kangsati. Suva suva parityagi. Bhakti mam ja same priya. Please repeat. Yona krisyati na duesti. Na sochati na kangsati. Suva suva parityagi. Bhakti mam ja same priya. Yona krisyati na duesti. Na sochati na kangsati. Suva suva parityagi. Bhakti mam ja same priya. Yona krisyati na duesti. Na sochati na kangsati. Suva suva parityagi. Bhakti manja same priya. Yona krisyati na duesti. Na sochati na kangsati. Suva suva parityagi. Bhakti manja same priya. Ladies. Yona krisyati na duesti. Nasochati nakangsati Suva suva parityagi Bhakti manja same priya. Anyone else? Would you like to try? Anyone else? No? It's good to chant. It's good to have done. Yana krishyati na duesti na sochati na kangsati suva suva parityagi bhakti manja same priya. Okay, so let's read the word from translations. Jaha, one who, na, never, krishyati, takes pleasure, na, never, dvesti, grieves, na, never, sochati, laments, na, never, kangsati, desires, suva, of the auspicious, asuva, and the inauspicious, parityagi, renouncer, bhakti man, devotee, yaha, one who, saha, he is, me, to me, priyaha, dear. So now, the translation, and purport by His Divine Grace, Aisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada de Kija. One who neither rejoices nor grieves, who neither laments nor desires, and who renounces both auspicious and inauspicious things, such a devotee of mine, such a devotee is very dear to me. You can read it together, if you wish. One who neither rejoices nor grieves, who neither laments nor desires, and who renounces both auspicious and inauspicious things, such a devotee is very dear to me. Purport. A pure devotee is neither happy nor distressed over material gain or and loss, nor is he very much anxious to get a son or disciple, nor is he distressed by not getting them. If he loses anything which is very dear to him, he does not lament. Similarly, if he does not get what he desires, he is not distressed. He is transcendental in the face of all kinds of auspicious, inauspicious, and sinful activities. He is prepared to accept all kinds of risk for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. Nothing is an impediment in the discharge of his devotional service. Such a devotee is very dear to Krishna. I read the verse again for you. Yona krishyati na duesti na sochati na kangsati suva suva parityagi bhaktimam yasame priyaham. One who neither rejoices nor grieves, who neither laments nor desires, and who renounces both auspicious and inauspicious things, such a devotee is very dear to me. So I'm going to read now some prayers from page number 1. It says introduction on top. Oma Gyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurum Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaisnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakam Ditamsya E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinna Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanesvari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpata Rubhyacha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaisnavevyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sivasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Okay, so we have this word Bhakti Mam in Sanskrit. Bhakti Mam means devotee who is dear to the Lord. So a devotee is the only transcendentalist, is the only person who can experience what this verse describes. Devotee is the only person who actually can be completely free from what an ordinary person is attached to. There's no other person in the world, there's no other being that can be in that position, actually. Bhakti Mam, that's why it's very dear to the Lord. And why that person can be so special and so detached of mundane things, detached from lamentation, desires, grief, or enjoyment, or be able to transcend and understand that both auspicious and inauspicious things are just temporary and don't really have such importance. So why such a person is able to do that, to transcend the temporality of the world, the mundane events and states of mind, or attachment or desires that one person or that everyone normally speaking have in this world. Why is like that? Why a devotee has that characteristic? Why is it that a person can be in that consciousness? There is one verse in Bhagavad Gita. We can go there. It's chapter 2, verse 13. And it's a very famous verse for persons who have read the Gita. It's a very important verse. And it's a very basic thing, very basic verse, that Prabhupada comes back again and again and again and again. Comes back to the basis. It's the basis of spiritual life. Still, many people, they don't believe in reincarnation, rebirth of the soul. Let's read this verse so we can get purified a little bit, get deeper understanding maybe. Dehi nos min jata dehe. Kaumaram jaubaram jara tata dehantara praptir dirastatra namuhyati. So diras, this word, Sanskrit word, diras, is just pronounced, dirastatra namuhyati. Diras means sober person. Muhyanti is not deluded. It's not deluded. Such a person is not deluded. Such a devotee is not deluded. A As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. A sober person is not bewildered by such a change. So it means that a person who is sober and who understands spiritual science is able to see that actually we are all in different bodies, woman, man, animal, different species of life, but actually we are not the body. So whatever happens to the body, this person understands that it's just not really important, because what really we are not the body, we are the soul. So that understanding may be very, very deep for a person who is a sober person. It may be not just a theoretical, intellectual agreement, but it may be on the level of actions and to acting according to what we are. Because we may understand, okay, I'm not this body, I am the soul, but are we acting on that platform? Are we thinking on that platform? So a sober person is having a deep, deep, deep realization about this. So therefore he's not bewildered. He knows for certain that because he experiences it, because he acts on that platform, he experiences it, and he is able to realize in himself and also is in others. There is another nice verse, the one Gavi Hastini, about an elephant, and I don't know the number. Maybe some of you know the number. There is a verse in Bhagavad Gita is explaining that a learned sage is actually seeing with an equal vision an elephant, a dog eater, a Brahman, and what is the other one? An outcast. Meaning that he's seeing everyone on the spiritual platform, regardless the body. You may have a body of maybe very elevated personality or very fallen personality or different kinds of animals, you know, but still this person, because he's so practiced, because of his practice, he actually has realized that there is a truth beyond the appearance of life. So he is able to see everyone in the spirit as a spirit soul. As a spirit soul. That's actually the truth. He's a seer of the truth. So this person is not affected. Today's verse is explaining about this. Huh? Is not moved by auspicious, inauspicious, or curses, or blessings, or money, or poverty, or all these different dualities of this material world. Does not take part in the sources of misery. This person is actually completely situated in the spiritual platform. Therefore, is very dear to Krishna. So why is dear to Krishna? Because he's a wise man who is dedicating his life for the highest activity, which is loving Krishna. Because he's loving Krishna, giving his energy to the source of everything in the world, in the cosmos. Like if we pour water on the root of a tree, if there is a tree, you know, like we have many nice trees outside, and if you try to water this tree by the branches and the leaves or different parts of the tree, but not the root, it's not going to work. It's so much endeavor. But if you just put little water or necessary water on the root, then the whole tree is benefited because of the water. It's the right place. So similarly, if we give our energy, if we put our energy into the root of all existence, which is Krishna, then automatically the whole creation which emanates from Krishna he gets nourishment. So this is knowledge about the world and the origin of the world. There is an origin and there is a cause and there is an effect. So this person is able to understands that by loving Krishna, automatically he will develop love for everyone, and therefore he will become very dear to the Lord and to everyone, and he'll become fully satisfied because he's acting in the spirit also, a platform of the soul, which is what we are, because we are not this body. Therefore, he's not acting in the bodily platform, and that's not easy. It requires a lot of good qualities and a lot of determination and intelligence, and it is not easy. Because why? Because we are, for many, many, many millions of lifetimes, we took this birth. You know, we've been animals, we've been so many, you know, different experiences. So finally we come to human form of life, and it is, we have a tendency, we have habits, and it's like it creates an inertia, creates the different material attachments that we have. You know, we try to defend ourselves, we try to defend procreation, and eating and sleeping, for example, are very, very, because it's the body needs, bodily needs, you know. So, but a person who is actually transcending the reality of the material world, or the illusory reality of the material world, is connected with actually what is real, what is really the truth, which is the truth that underlies everything beyond the appearance, you know. And there is a nice verse also in the 7th chapter. It's explained that everything is sustained by the Lord as pearls are strong on a thread. I think it's 7:7. Thank you. So, you see? Because things may appear like this, but how do we know what is real and what is not real, you know? Because our minds tell us, because the television tell us, newspapers tell us, or some books that we read tell us, what is the good source of knowledge? This is called epistemology in philosophy. So epistemology means the source of knowledge. Where do I get the information from? Who do I trust, you know? Do I trust my parents? Do I trust my friends? Do I trust journalists? Who do I, the scientist? So, okay, this verse, what it says is, Mata para taram nanyat kinchit asti dananjaya majisarva midam protam sutre mani ganaiva. O conqueror of wealth, is Arjuna, conqueror of wealth, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strong on a thread. So Lord Krishna is saying here, there is no truth superior to me. It's God speaking. Everything rests upon me. So these are like a statement. This is a like powerful statement, you know. Everything rests upon me. There is no truth superior to me. So a person who is dedicating his life to surrender, to love Krishna, is not a fool, actually. He's not doing that out of so-called belief, you know, faith, you know, belief in this, and cross fingers, maybe, at the end of life, I'm right, you know, and I get to go to heaven. No, it is actually experiencing that reality, you know. It is actually in contact with something that is actually fulfilling, and experiences that every day. Let's go to chapter 9, verse 2. No, no, it's a verse. What is that verse? Well, that's also a nice verse, 9:2. Come with that. See? Verse number 2 says, Rasya vidya rasya guhyam pavitram iramutamam pratyaksa bhagamam dharmyam susukam kartum avyayam. This knowledge is the king of the education, of the king of education. It is the most secret of all secrets. It is the purest knowledge, and because it gives direct perception of the self by realization, it is the perfection of religion. It is everlasting, and it is joyfully performed. Yeah, this is the verse I was looking for, actually. So, you know, because it is pratyaksa in the third line, because pratyaksa, yeah, it is direct experience. He's not a fool. A transcendentalist, a devotee, is experiencing, transcendence. It is experiencing, and is very happy. And is very happy. Kartum, is everlasting, everlasting. So whatever he does, is actually has an eternal benefit. You know, like material life is actually the opposite. That you may endeavor so much, you may study so hard for so many years, and you may get your degree in computers or whatever, or you may put so much energy in your material in your married life. You know. And your family, or many other endeavors, like some people, they start a business and they work so hard for the whole life. And there is no guarantee that all those endeavors are going to be successful, you know? You don't know. Maybe not. But experience shows that not everyone is actually successful. You know, so many businesses go down, so many people get divorced. God to speak of death or so many other problems, you know, so many wars, even, so many disasters. You just need to check the newspaper. So actually, it is wise to dedicate your energy to something which, if this is true, you get an eternal benefit. You know that whatever you do. Whatever you do, you know that is not lost, you know? Yeah. It is something that is tangible, it's something that is not going to go through your fingers and you're going to lose it, you're going to get empty hands. No, because the Lord will never forget whatever you do to Him. Why? Because this is the nature of love. Love means relationship, you know? It must be two, first of all. You're not alone. And if you put some faith, some trust, some, let's say, investment in Krishna, he is the nature, he is such a person that he will never forget, even if it's very little. And he is eager, actually, to reciprocate with us. He is very, he loves us so much, and that is actually what is fulfilling for the devotee, that he knows that the Lord is there, and then that it is possible to go on and on and on and on in that relationship, and that the we are actually over time. Is there any question so far? We have now music and bhajans, but before they come, maybe just today they went away, and maybe we have a little more time. Is there anything that you like to comment or? It's not easy. I'm just reading what Krishna, Lord Krishna is saying. This is where a pure devotee stage, actually. You know, if you read the previous verses, and it's like, I mean, it is pure devotee, you know, the highest platform. I'm not there. Well, I'm sure you know better than me that, but there are different processes, and very powerful prayer is very powerful. Prayer to constantly depend on the Lord and seek advice, you know, from Him, and to constantly chant Hare Krishna. That's the most powerful thing. Constantly keep chanting Hare Krishna as much as possible. And keep reading as much as possible also. And cannot think of anything else. Yes, reading Prabhupada's books every day. As much as any moment that you have a spare moment, then you read a little bit, you carry maybe with you a little book, you can read. And as chant. It's a matter of discipline. It doesn't matter if you're in or out. Of course, inside the temple it's much easier because the whole atmosphere is conducive, you know. Like if you live outside, you against the current, you know, you kind of fighting with some. No association maybe is not so, you know, surcharged with that, so many kirtans and the classes and, you know, devotees all over the place, but outside is materialistic people, maybe not have interest, maybe, no, in the spiritual life, but, like distributing books, you know, so many people are doing that, and there's also a source of income, and you have the chance to preach, to help others. Distributing prasadam is actually the most wonderful thing, I think. I mean, if I were outside, I think I'd distribute prasadam, because books is tough, you know. But prasadam, everyone likes food, you know. And you can see so many restaurants there, and I mean, around the world, in ISKCON, and they work, as far as I know, very well, you know. So it is a good opportunity to help, and you can see how people are very happy. People who come and people who distribute food, prasadam offered to Krishna. So I think, I don't know what is your situation, but yeah, that would weigh. So it's good income also. And then from there you have the chance to distribute books and you know, to help others. And then, it's a good opportunity to do that. Yeah. And also, I think now different countries who have economic crisis, they give some loans or some help, economic help, if you're distributing food, because there is a scarcity. So, yeah. Something like that, I don't know. Any other suggestion or idea? Comment? Yes, nice point also. And I remember this famous thing is also, since you're asking that, this, what is that verse that says, it's very actually simple, but it's very profound verse that saying that he carries what you lack. You know, where the Lord carries what you lack and protects what you have. So in that sense, there is no worry, actually, if you have faith in Krishna, you know. Because he's there, so that is actually like a backup that give you some peace of mind, you know, and also some room for experiment, you know, because this is also experimental science, so you can see, oh, let's see if it's true, let's see if it's, Lord is there, you know. So that also, if you are able to have that trust in Krishna, then you can increase the amount of surrender, because your income you can give, and then the more you give, the more you get, and it's another way to get detached, and Prabhu is saying, and to contribute as yagya, you know, to sacrifice for Krishna, and then you become very happy by doing that, you know, because it's like a game, you know. Let's say you can put it in this way, you know, you just play up in the rules that the Lord is setting for you. He's saying, okay, this is what you wanna participate in my lila, in my, so let's play this, and why not, you know? It's a way of, but it requires faith. So this is what I can think right now. Yes, but I'm not in that platform, you know. That's so it's a very, very elevated platform, actually. Yeah, definitely. Thank you for attending. We have bhajans now. So we can chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, thank you. Hare Krishna.